Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
I am doing well. How about you, David?
Doing fantastic. Today we're going to talk about Facebook ads, whether you should use them to promote your web design business or not. I think I know the answer for you and I, but we're going to kind of dive into it today.
Yeah, I think these are one of these topics that a lot of web designers, and then even more than that, really just business owners in general, think about because they hear about Facebook taking off and how effective Facebook ads can be. And so it's definitely one of those things where it can really, really help grow your business, but it can also burn up a ton of cash. And so hopefully we'll answer some of those questions and give some guidance so that you can start off on the right foot.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And one thing that I will recommend that you do is find yourself a mentor. If you've never done Facebook advertising and you want to give it a try, I know Facebook seems to make it really simple where it says, boost your post. And that's not really the best way to go about doing Facebook advertising. You can end up doing what Tim said on the latter part, wasting a lot of money doing that. So you're going to want to get into creating custom audiences, retargeting, you know, making sure you have Facebook pixels set up. We're not going to go into the technical aspects of it on this episode, but if you haven't done Facebook advertising before, highly recommend you find someone who has, who can maybe walk you through, be a mentor or something.
Yeah, great points. So short answer to answer that initial question of the episode, should I use Facebook ads to promote my web design business? Answer is yes, if you do it correctly.
That's right. Yes, if you do it correctly. That is absolutely right. Well, Tim, you want to get us kicked off today on this topic?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, as the title of the episode suggests, should I promote my web design business with Facebook ads? I really want to talk about local. And as a web design business, you can definitely have clients all over the country and all over the world, as David and I do. But if you're focusing on your local area, I would say that's probably would be the most effective way to use Facebook ads for a web design business is if you are focusing on marketing to your local community. And so one thing I would say is make sure that you mention that. So if you're doing a video, mention that you're local so that they know that you're right there in their area. And that's going to help make that connection with them. It's going to speak to them rather than just being some random company on the web. You're someone that's in their own backyard. And that's huge to a local business.
It really is. I couldn't agree more. You know, speaking on the connection with the audience and stuff, another thing that we recommend you do when you're creating these Facebook ads is show your face, you know, let people see who you are, who the face of the company is. If you've got a face like mine that's made for radio and podcasting, you just get your partner to record the video aspect of it. But all joking aside, you know, connection's really important. You've got probably less than 60 seconds to capture someone's attention and keep it. So any way that you can connect with them on an emotional level, on a physical level, all of those things is going to benefit you and help you in the long run.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are great points. And one thing I'd want to add to that is, you know, on the topic of doing a video, which I again think is a great idea, is don't have it be a pitch. You don't want to come across as too salesy or spammy because then you're just someone else in their Facebook feed trying to get their money. You know, there's so many Facebook ads out there. So instead, be educational, you know, be friendly, be helpful, talk about what you can do for their business, but don't come across as too pushy or salesy because you're just going to turn people off.
Super fantastic point. As my good friend Tim likes to always say, you know, people love to buy, but they hate being sold to. And I couldn't agree more. So, you know, be genuine, be transparent, talk about, Tim brought up a very, very key point. Talk about the value that you're going to bring to them, and you won't even have to worry about selling. They will want to use your product. one of the last things we're going to touch on, you know, focus on, you know, being the web designer that can help them achieve what it is that they're trying to achieve. So whether it's sell products online or market their services, you know, let them know how you can help them and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that the last thing I'd like to mention, I know we said we wouldn't get into too much of the technicalities or the specifics, but a couple points. David already mentioned, make sure you have a pixel set up. And the last thing I would add to that is make sure that your ads are have the goal be set up to optimize for conversion. So if you're trying to get people to fill out a form so you can get in touch with them, well, have your Facebook ad optimized for that conversion. Otherwise, if you're just driving traffic, Facebook will just send you a ton of people that love to click on ads but never buy. And you don't want those people. Yeah, exactly. Facebook's goal is to make money. So if you tell Facebook, I only want you to send me people that are more likely to convert, well, then they'll send you people that are more likely to actually put in their information and so you can follow up with them.
Yeah, and I apologize for that. What seemed to be me tripping over my tongue. I had something caught in my throat, and I'm just going to be honest and transparent here. You know,
yep.
I was choking, and I couldn't put my thoughts together. So thanks for bailing me out, partner. And
You are welcome.
I think that's pretty much done it for me in regards to whether or not you should use Facebook ads for web design. What about you, Tim?
Yeah, that's everything on my list.
Well, fantastic.
Yeah, I'm good.
Thanks for listening to another episode of WP The Podcast. Don't forget to head on over to our website, wpthepodcast.com. Check out episode 65, show notes. Should I use Facebook ads to promote my web design business? And remember to subscribe, like, and review our podcast. And until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP The Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP The Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP The Podcast.